This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Schmidt. Stephen Tilley has dropped out of the race for Missouri Lieutenant Governor, catching his fellow Republicans by surprise. Marshall Griffin has this report from Jefferson City.
After sending out a press release today, Tilley personally addressed the House GOP caucus at the state capitol. House member Darrell Pollack of Laclede County says Tilley's announcement was both unexpected and sad to hear.
Well, Steve shared that he missed out a lot of things with his family in serving. You know, I think we all feel that same thing. When you're away from your homes for the amount of time that we are, we're anything but a part-time legislature.
Tilley says that he realized that he didn't have the, quote, fire in the belly for a major political race and that he wants to spend more time with his daughters. He's also going through a divorce but says that had nothing to do with his decision. Tilley will remain House Speaker and serve out his term in office, which ends next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Department of Transportation says it will support legislation to turn Interstate 70 into a toll road. MoDOT says it needs $1.5 to $4 billion to rebuild the interstate and favors a toll over a fuel tax increase. The plan is for a public-private partnership that would allow contractors to rebuild the interstate and receive compensation from toll money. State Senator Bob Stoffer is the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. He agrees a toll may be the best solution.
I-70 is totally worn out. We're 50 years into a 20-year life. From an economic standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. From a political standpoint, it's very tough when you're in a recession for the public to, you know, buy a tax increase.
The U.S. Department of Transportation gave MoDOT approval to toll I-70 in order to rebuild it back in 2005. Senator Stoffer expects the proposal will be filed December 1st. Jefferson City residents could see a half-cent sales tax increase as early as February of next year. The City Council voted to place a transformation tax on the February ballot. If passed, the tax could raise $41 million to fund a list of 30 projects around the city, including repairs to the old Missouri State Penitentiary and funding to build a new convention center. Council member Carrie Carroll is also a local business owner. She says taxes are tough for any business, but voters should consider the owners when voting on the increase.
It's actually a tax that I just can't even believe I'm saying that I'm excited about when I learned everything that's going to go into it and everything that's going to happen and happen quickly.
If passed, the tax will last for 10 years. At the meeting Monday night, no one spoke out against the proposed tax increase, but Carroll says some citizens are still opposed to the tax. The Missouri Supreme Court is testing the legal standing of an ethics bill which changed campaign finance laws and gave more power to the Missouri Ethics Commission, among other things. A lower court previously struck down most of the bill because it contained multiple subjects. The court heard testimony from a plaintiff's attorney who said the entire bill should fail, and a state attorney who said judges should let the ethics and campaign finance provisions stand. The bill also allows the State Office of Administration the power to handle contracting bids for elected officials and gives each lawmaker a key to the Capitol Dome. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Schmidt.